Welcome to Betty Bites, a decidedly delicious, short and sweet mind snack for your brain to chew on. I've gone back into the Betty library and pulled out my favorite Betty sound bites, a recipe, you might say. It's bits of wisdom, sprinkles of knowledge, and a dash of dry humor for you to do and be better. One of my goals this year is to make it my best year ever with my skin. And one of the ways that I'm doing that is with the Boncharge Red Light Neck and Chest Mask. Wrinkles, acne, scarring, skin roughness, loss of collagen and elastin happen in the face and in the neck and the décolletage area on our chest where the skin is very thin and susceptible to skin damage. I think at this point we're all pretty good about putting sunscreen on our face, but so many of us miss the neck and the chest area too. I use the Boncharge neck and chest mask daily for about 10 minutes in the morning while I'm checking emails. Their red and near infrared light waves together penetrate up to 5 to 10 centimeters below the skin surface. The red light reaches the skin's top layers, and the NIR light targets the deeper tissues without UV exposure. And that's going to help reduce the fine lines, wrinkles, and to help ramp up collagen and elastin production. So I want you to head over and have your best skin with me this year. Go to boncharge.com/better. That's BETTER. And use the discount code BETTER at checkout. And that's going to give you 15% off your entire cart. Transform your health and fitness with the Carol Bike, the smartest, most effective exercise backed by science. You can experience unparalleled results in just a minimum of 15 minutes per week, thanks to AI personalized workouts tailored to your age and your fitness level. You will increase fat loss, train up your strength and your speed, and have better energy, something that every woman, including myself, absolutely covets. I always say that women are the original biohackers. If there's a way for us to feel better and look better, we are all over it. Carol Bike, in my opinion, is one of the best pieces of cardio equipment that you can invest in. Studies prove that Carol helps you achieve a 12% increase in cardio fitness, lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and reduces blood pressure by 5% in as little as 8 weeks. Begin your transformation with the Carol Bike today and enjoy $100 off using the promo code BETTER for our beautiful Better Podcast listeners. That's BETTER. All you have to do is visit carolbike.com. And one of the things that I felt as I was reading the book was that these women had this natural curiosity. And despite the time, you know, it's set in the 1940s where we first meet the characters, or maybe late 30s. But they had this this insane curiosity about it, but they also gave themselves the permission to explore it and figure out, you know, the things that they liked sexually, and then kind of going after that. So it was almost predatory in a way. It was almost like, you know what, I'm just going to go after this.
Thank you for using that word.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, and I,
thank you for using that word.
You're welcome. Yeah, that's what it felt like to me. And there was a scene, oh my gosh, I was literally laughing. Like, I was giggling to myself in a coffee shop. I felt ridiculous, but it was the showgirls were discussing what they thought virginity, like staying a virgin, meant. And it was hilarious to me because it's literally the opposite of everything I've ever heard. It's like, you know, men want, they want the virgin. They want the, you know, that's what they prefer. And these girls were categorically, you know, striking everything down. And I love that because, to your point, when you talk about, you know, I grew up watching these after school specials where the girl makes one mistake, she gets pregnant, and now she can't ever, you know, graduate from high school or her life is over. And these girls had the complete opposite opinion around that. And I just wanted to thank you for that because I was like, oh my God, that's so true. Like, when you know yourself better and you know what you like in bed, you're actually better in bed. You're not just like a limp, you know, whatever, right?
Yeah, I liked it when one of the showgirls says, like, when my character loses their virginity, and she says, I can't believe I lost my virginity today. And her friend, the showgirl, says, you'll never miss it. And it's, and she says, you know, yeah. She was right. Like, yeah. I've never missed it. I've never wanted it back, you know? And I think there's a novel I was reading recently. I can't remember where it was because I'm always reading six things at the same time, that just said, sometimes the loss of innocence is such a relief.
Right.
that you're that because sometimes you're simply better off without it. Mm-hmm. You know, because innocence is very dangerous in a way. And I'm very glad that you use the word predator, because one of the things I wanted to do with this book was to write a story about young women who are more predator than they are prey. Yeah. And it doesn't mean that and that kind of girl has always existed, by the way. You know,
100%.
Yeah. 100%. And she's that kind of girl moved in New York City in 1930, and she moved to New York City in 1960, and she moved to New York City in 1980, and she moved to New York City yesterday. And it's the girl who's taken a calculus of the world, seen what she looks like, and figured out how to use it as currency, essentially. That's who Vivian falls in with. And it's also just about learning the limits of what you can do with that. Because she has a very good old time with it until she realizes that you can actually harm people with that.
I am incredibly bullish on sauna as a therapy for recovery, heart health, and overall aging well. I personally decided on an infrared sauna from Sunlighten because of the range of far wavelengths and near infrared wavelengths that it offers. Saunas help with detoxification and rejuvenation to rid your body of toxins. It helps with heart health by improving circulation, reducing blood pressure, and helping keep the arteries supple. It helps with muscle recovery by easing the tension and soreness to recover faster, and of course, stress reduction. With the warmth and the relaxation of sitting in a sauna, it's crucial for hormonal balance and achieving a state of well-being necessary for a strong physique and a strong mind. If you visit sunlighten.com/better and use code better to get a discount, that is sunlighten, sunlighten.com/better, and use code better at checkout.
And the book is less about her getting harmed than it is about her realizing that she can cause harm. And that's the maturing lesson for her as well.
Right.
So yeah, it's like, it's a slightly different book about sexuality than what I think is the typical.
And when we talk, I was watching your interview with Marie Forleo, and you both had caught into a discussion around, you know, the Me Too movement and consent and how that contrasts with sexual desire. I would love if you can just for a moment describe or explain to the listener, you know, what the difference is here and why that's so important, because we live in this, you know, maybe it's a post Me Too era, but I love that this book was written now, because we have, you know, lawmakers and all things, you know, in the States were taking away women's health rights. And I think that this is such a poignant book around, you know, you can make, you know, I think your tagline is you don't need to be a good girl to be a good person, right? And you can learn from your mistakes. So maybe you can take a moment to explain the difference in your opinion, consent and desire.
Yeah, I ended up, interestingly and accidentally, writing this book right at the peak of Me Too fever. And it was a really interesting moment to be writing a book about female sexual desire. A couple things. One is that I didn't want to infuse my book with any of the progressive woke values of this particular moment in history, because it would have made it false historically. There were women in the 1940s who were talking the same way that progressive woke people today are talking about female sexual justice, but they would have been a very rarefied group of small proto-feminist academics. These were uneducated showgirls. They would not have been able to have that language or that understanding. And so I just had to be very careful to keep the modern tone out of the book and let them be who they would have actually been. The second thing I want to say is that I'm a huge supporter of the Me Too movement. It's a long overdue expression of female rage. And what I'm about to say is not a contrast to the Me Too movement. It's just me wanting to add a caution that we not forget that the beginning and the end of the conversation about female sexuality doesn't begin and end with merely consent. Right. Consent is, of course, the most important piece of it, but there's also such a thing as female desire. And if we focus only entirely on the question of consent, there could be a misunderstanding about female sexuality, which says that the women are passive creatures waiting for a man to come and ask for something that they either decide to give to him or not. And that is not my experience with my own female sexuality. It's not the experience of a lot of people that I know. There is female sexual desire is a
dark, and I don't mean sinful, I mean primal.
That's a
deep
great word.
Primal. Mm-hmm. It is a deep, biological, complex, messy, ungovernable force, and women themselves often don't know how to control or handle their own sexual desire. I certainly have been in situations where I don't know what to do with it. The world has never really known what to do with it. The world has always tried to legislate it, control it, suffocate it, because it makes everybody uncomfortable. I think it even makes a lot of women uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And yet efforts at governing it are futile, because it is a massively powerful force that often governs us. And so I wanted to discuss that, about the moments in a woman's life where she looks across a room, sees something that she wants, and goes and on the hunt for it, you know, in a very deliberate way. And also to show how women can misuse their sexual power, and behave very poorly around it. And I don't want that to be lost in the conversation either.
All right, Betty's, if you found that little snippet whet your appetite and you are looking for more, you can go to our show notes for this episode. And in the show notes, we will have a link for you to click on, and it will bring you to the full, robust, juicy conversation.